From the Daily Mail, Texas cops didn't rush to find gunmen because they could have been shot. So this doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, this doesn't, what the hell? Isn't that their job? Isn't it really dangerous to be a cop? I mean, and by the way, being a cop is not the most dangerous job in the world, you know? Want to know what the most dangerous job in the world is? Being a fisherman. More specifically, a crab fisherman. That would kind of be like being on a boat as a crab fisherman, but you refuse to go out onto the deck and fish for crab because you're afraid you'll fall overboard and die, which is how the majority of crab fishermen die. That's very interesting. This is my job. It's very dangerous, but I don't want to do my job because it's very dangerous. Well, then why did you accept the job? I don't get this. It's your job as a cop, isn't it, to rush into danger, not run away? But I want to live to fight another day, even though I'm afraid to fight because I might get shot. And of course, I want to live to exist another day so I can eat more donuts. Like that somehow justifies my existence and my role as a police officer, which it in no way, shape, or form does. Meanwhile, actually doing your job, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want the person. So what is your job as a police officer? Do they think it's just their job to drive around and patrol all day but do nothing? Just drive around and patrol and, you know, we're going to be there. We're visible. And that makes us a deterrent. That's about as much danger as I want to accept, that I want to accept as a cop. I don't want any more danger than that. I mean, I'm already driving around. I got a bullseye on my back because people hate cops these days. So, you know, I'm being present. I'm being seen. That's all the danger I want to accept. Oh, but wait. There's more danger. Sometimes you got to rush into dangerous situations. Nah, I don't want to do that. But I still want to be a cop and get all the nice juicy perks and all of the health care and all the benefits and the dental and the, free eyeglasses and all the free shit and all the juicy little goodies that come with being a cop, like the free coffee and donuts and shit and the discounts from restaurants because they want me to come there. They want me to be a customer so that they have less chance of getting robbed. I want that stuff, but I don't want the bullets zinging past my head. That part, no. But it's that part, you see, that enables you to get all these other perks. Well, you know, I don't want those responsibilities. That I don't want. I want all the benefits without the responsibilities. Does that sound familiar? Kind of sounds like feminism, doesn't it? Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled nature of my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You want me to make more content? You want me to produce a show more than once a month? You want me to be here giving you the raw, red-pilled nature, true representation of what's going on as opposed to the lamestream media telling you lies and propagandizing you all day? Well, you gotta make a donation. Make a donation. I can really use your help, and any amount is greatly appreciated. So go to therealistphilosopher.com and click on the donate button and choose one of three donation options. That's all you got to do. So go check it out. Therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. And now back to this story. So the cops, they didn't want to do their job because they might get shot. That's like being a fireman but saying, I don't want to rush into that burning building because I'm afraid of getting burned. And they deliberately lock students inside a classroom to save other students. Yeah, they lock this kid in a classroom. They locked the shooter in a classroom with 21 kids. By the way, didn't he kill like 19? Like 19 of the kids he killed. Wasn't the majority of them in that classroom that they locked him in? So, that's interesting. It's an interesting form of triage there. We're going to lock this shooter in a room where 20 or 25 students, which assures most of them will die, but we'll save 1,000. Why didn't you just go into the classroom he was in and shoot him in the fucking head? Oh, well, I might have gotten shot. Don't you have a bulletproof vest? Yeah, but you know, maybe he's a crack shot, yo. Which he wasn't. A whole bunch of people were wounded. This guy, he didn't have 100% kill count, not even close. Oh, but I could possibly maybe get killed. even though you have way, way, way more fucking training, even though these cops were involved in like a first person shooter training academy scenario course, like 2 weeks before this happened. So they have loads more training. They're way better equipped, but somehow, there's still a risk. And if there's a risk, we're just going to sacrifice. So basically they sacrificed, 19 kids so they wouldn't have to put themselves at risk. Because that's what it means to be a cop. Yeah, sacrificing little kiddies, not protecting them. Great. Meanwhile, an off-duty Border Patrol agent essentially is the guy that went in and ended this. I think he ended it with a gun that he borrowed from his barber. He was close to the scene. He borrowed a gun from his barber, went in there. Meanwhile, the cops tried to keep him out. They handcuffed parents. They tased parents, pepper sprayed parents, tried to stop this guy from going in and saving kids. So they wanted kids to die. Anyway, let's get into the story. So Texas cops, it's hard to believe this is Texas. You know what I blame this on? I blame this on migration from California. So these idiot, libtard leftists invade Texas because it's got the kind of quality of living and culture that they want, a quality of living and culture created by a culture of pro-guns, pro-Second Amendment, pro-self-defense, which they're totally, completely against. And then they bring their ideology with them and they destroy the culture of everywhere they move to. And then they wonder why it goes to shit and stuff like this happens. So Texas cops said last night that they didn't immediately rush in. I don't understand this. I would have been in there like lightning, man. I would have been there so fast, you wouldn't have seen me. They'd have been in like a streak. I'd been moving so fast, you wouldn't have seen anything. They didn't immediately rush in to find the shooter on Tuesday's attack after being shot at because they feared they might be killed. And even suggested that they deliberately locked the gunman in the classroom where he slaughtered 21 people in order to trap him. Go in and shoot him. Just shoot him. Then less people would have died, and then us pro-gun idiots that just happen to walk around carrying a gun as part of our job. Anyway, Department of Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares made the astonishing comments during an appearance on CNN last night. He was being challenged by Wolf Blitzer, which is hard to believe when you're talking about CNN. Even the left is upset about this shit. Or why the first officers who responded to the shooting retreated after Salvador Ramos shot at them with his AR-15. This is something I won't understand. And I already said I think I know where he got the money, but the kid had something like $4,000. He didn't buy this stuff used, yo. He bought it new. Two new AR-15s, and he had thousands of rounds of ammunition. And ammunition ain't cheap these days, yo. I bought like 400 rounds. It cost me like, Jesus Christ, how much let me think here? 140, let me think, 25. It cost me a lot. And 9mm ammunition is the most produced. That's what there is the most of out there, and I had to spend a bundle to buy ammunition. It's fucking crazy. AR-15 ammo, I think, costs even more. Where'd this kid get the money? Biden's pandemic money. And then waited an hour for tactical SWAT teams to take him out, leaving him alone in a classroom with 19 fourth graders and two teachers. And he killed all of them. So all the people he killed, or almost all the people he killed, were people who were in a room with him that he got locked in. I don't understand this. Wait. Are you telling me the cops actually went into the building and they got close enough to the kid to barricade him into a classroom with all these students and two teachers, but they didn't peek their head around the corner and blow his fucking head off? What? Don't current best practices, Lieutenant, call for officers to disable a shooter as quickly as possible, regardless of how many officers are actually on site, Blitzer said. Yeah, by the way, aren't the lefties the ones always talking about, you don't need a gun? Just wait for the cops to show. It's the cops' job to put their lives at risk, not you. Yeah, Because whenever you need a cop, they're always 2 hours away when you're in immediate danger. Well, this is a perfect example of why you need to be armed. Yet the left and the Democrats are trying to turn this into a political issue to yet again ban guns. No, 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 no. We need more guns, not less. By the way, if you didn't have a gun in your house, would you as a homeowner put a sign out in front of your house that said, this is a gun-free zone? How about if you lived in a nice three-story fucking mansion? How about if you lived in a nice, opulent fucking house that apparently belonged to a rich person? Would you put a sign outside that said there's no guns inside? No, you wouldn't do that because you're inviting robbery and possible murder by a home invader. So why do we label schools and churches and other places as gun-free zones? Well, I think it's pretty obvious. It's because the left, the Democrats, want nut job would-be mass shooters to become actual mass shooters and kill as many people as possible in these gun-free zones so they can then blame it on the gun and then get idiot, libtard leftists to vote for them and them banning guns. I think that's all that is. He replied, in the active shooter situation, you want to stop the killing? Well, you didn't want to stop it. You want to preserve life. You lock the gun. They locked him in a room with like 22 people whom he killed almost all of. But also, one thing that, of course, the American people need to understand is that officers are making entry into this building. They do not know where the gunman is. Well, that's why you go in. That's why you make entry. And that's what bulletproof vests are for, okay? They're hearing gunshots. They're receiving gunshots. Well, not if they hide outside like little baby cowards, which is exactly what they were. He then appeared to try to take credit for the gunman being locked in the classroom with the kids for an hour. Who locked him in that classroom? That's what I want to know. Including some he shot at the start of the rampage, who later died in hospital, claiming it saved other lives. Is that where we're at now? We're going to sacrifice 20 kids to save 200 others, and we're going to use that as some kind of excuse when really the truth of the matter is those 19 cops that cowered outside for an hour could have ended this standoff at almost any fucking moment, because this was just a little 18, 19-year-old kid, no balls, big giant fucking coward. Yeah, he had a fucking death wish, but, you know, he's no warrior. He's no trained cop. He could have went in there at any time and blown his fucking head off. You telling me none of these cops can make headshots? I heard people saying this kid might have body armor. Man, where'd he get the money for that? Pandemic money! Oh, none of them can make headshots, really? Uh-huh, I see, okay. Anyway, police initially said that the gunman barricaded himself. So now he barricaded himself in the room, so you didn't lock him in. So you lied. Okay. By the way, isn't that horrible? We locked him in a room with 20 kiddies so he could kill all of them, but we had him contained at that point. No, you didn't. You were cowering outside. He could have left that room at any time, couldn't he? Or was this an outward opening door? Well, how did he get locked in there? Did somebody push a fucking bookcase or a set of shelves in front of the door? How did he get barricaded in there? You're telling me he couldn't use this fucking gun to shoot out the fucking latch and kick the door open and then go and kill a bunch of other people in the school? I mean, how could you guarantee that he would stay in that classroom that he was supposedly barricaded in? That now we don't know if it was the cops that actually barricaded him in there, maybe some teachers. Some teachers with actually half a brain and more balls than these cops, even though they didn't have guns. Bunch of parents jumping over fences trying to save their kids, and the cops are grabbing them and tasing them and shit. We gotta let as many kids die as possible, because even though we're cops, we're activists first, and we're libtards, and we came from California, or our mommy and daddies came from California, and we went to university like most cops do these days, and so we got, you know, our brains inundated with these retarded libtard ideas about guns being evil, so we care more about our ideology and activism than we do the lives of little kids, so we want as many little kids as possible to die! So don't you go in there and save those kids! You evil Republican, you! You evil Republican parent that loves guns! barricaded himself in the classroom. Oh, so the cops. Oh, it wasn't them that locked him in there to save lives. I see. inside the classroom that they had trouble gaining access to the room. Uh-huh. Kick the door. Kick the door! Kick the door open and throw a flashbang in. Nah, I can't do that. That would require balls. And one unnamed law official anonymously spoke out to say SWAT teams had to wait for a different school staff member to bring them a key to the class. What? Wait, what? Somebody locked the door? Is that... What? Huh? So he barricaded himself in? Or someone locked him in? Or was the door locked from the inside because he barricaded himself in there and SWAT had to wait for someone to get a key? Don't these guys have feet? They can't kick doors in? What the fuck? All right. Let's continue. At that point, if they proceeded any further, not knowing where the suspect was at, they could have been shot. Well, that's the risk they take when they become cops, yo. That's why they're making $75,000 a year to spend 99% of their time driving around drinking coffee and eating donuts, because that 1% of the time, or that 0.5% of the time, they might get bullets flying past their fucking heads. Yeah, that's right. That's what they signed up for. Nah. We just signed up for the eating donuts and coffee part. We didn't sign up for the bullets whizzing past our head part. Nah. They could have been killed. And at that point, the gunman would have had an opportunity to kill other people inside that school. But if he's the one that barricaded himself in there and not you cops, or some, well-meaning teacher locking the door so he couldn't get out, couldn't he have just gotten out himself by opening the door from the inside if he's the one that locked it and went and killed other people anyway? I don't understand the logic here. So they were able to contain that gunman. They didn't contain him inside the classroom so that he was not able to go to any other portions of the school to commit any other killings, except the 19 he did in that room. There were like 17 or something other people that were injured, by the way, before he got... I would argue that he was able to kill more people in that room, because until he was barricaded either by himself or someone else into that room, locked into this tiny little space where he could obviously hit shit a lot better because it's a lot closer, he wouldn't have killed as many people, because it was clearly a lousy shot, because up until that point, I don't know that he had killed anybody. Scores of Border Patrol agents also rushed to the scene after hearing about the incident unfolding on scanners. Yeah, and the cops tried to keep them out and did. When they arrived, the Uvalde Police Department also told them not to go inside, according to a law enforcement official who spoke anonymously to the New York Times. Eventually, the agents joined parents and a handful of local police officers in pulling kids from windows from other classrooms. I don't understand this. You don't want to risk your life, but you're stopping parents from risking theirs to get their own kids out. Right, because, got to have as high a body count as humanly possible. Here's this goofball. Look at this goofball. He should be fired immediately. He should lose his job. He needs to be prosecuted. Gross dereliction of duty. Isn't that a crime? Couldn't we try him as a criminal and put him in jail for gross dereliction of duty? Couldn't we do that? No, we can't do that. So here's a timeline. Where's number one at? So number one, he shot his grandmother. Yeah, shot his grandmother in the head. Had an argument with her. She wasn't too happy about how he was wasting his life. I wonder if grandma was the original border hopper. Then she popped out her irresponsible kids, who then gave birth to this spawn of Satan. So this is how the shooting played out over the course of nearly 2 hours when Ramos killed his grandmother home. He arrived at the school at 11:28, and the first 9/11 calls were made. He then walked unobstructed into the building. By the way, he was run off the road by cops before he even got to the school. He was driving erratically because apparently he didn't have a driver's license, and he was trying to drive his grandmother's fucking truck, but he didn't know how to fucking drive, so cops pulled him over, and I think they actually ran him off the road, and he started firing at cops, and at one point he was in front of the school, reloading his AR-15, which doesn't stand for assault rifle, by the way, but stands for Armalite rifle, but anyway, because Armalite's what it's made out of, at least the originals were, partially. And he's reloading. The cops had a clear shot. They didn't do anything. They cowered behind their cars. They let him go into the school where he massacred a bunch of people because they locked him in a room with these people. And, they couldn't get out. They were stuck in there with him. And, they were point blank range. So even though it's clearly a crappy shot, he, massacred them. So he then walked unobstructed into the building with his AR-15 and headed towards the classroom. He fought off cops at 11:44 a.m. and then was left alone in the room with the victims until around 12:44. An entire hour? I mean, it could have been much worse, you know. You bash in the door that he might have locked or barricaded, and you find your target, you shoot him, maybe a cop gets shot in their vest. They couldn't have went in with fucking shields? There are bulletproof shields, you know, you bash in the door, you rush him with a fucking shield, you locate your target, you blow him the fuck away. Maybe he ends up shooting one or two kids in the process. It's better than 19. Nah. No. Then less people would have died, and then cops would have been blamed. Woo-hoo-hoo! And people would have been, you know, second-guessing the cops. Look at that! Two little babies died! Maybe no babies would have died! Maybe no kids would have died if the cops hadn't went in there! And meanwhile, it would have happened. Oh, Lord. So, SWAT arrived, and the incident was declared over at 106. Yeah, SWAT didn't do jack shit! Some dude getting a haircut, who's a Border Patrol agent, rushed in, told the cops to go fuck themselves, I'm not staying out here, and killed the guy. Oh, they're going to tell you that? The agents did not understand why they were being told not to go inside when the gunman was still in the building. Experts have slammed the decision to wait for backup as outdated and disgusting. Why are you waiting for backup? Why do you cops have guns then? Why do you have guns? You're not going to use them. Waiting an hour is disgusting. If that turns out to be true, it is. Then it's a disgusting fact. Sean Burke, a retired school resource officer from Massachusetts, who is now the president of the School Safety Advocacy Council, told NBC. So let me get this straight. Trump wants, a few $1 billion to build a border wall that'll keep out illegal aliens who are invading our country. Nah, says Nancy Pelosi, we don't have the money. Oh, Lord. But we have $40 billion to send to Ukraine so they can protect their borders. Yeah, interesting. You know how many security guards, how many cops we could have posted? We could have posted cops in the multiples in every single goddamn school in the country and still have money left over. But oh no! Kids gotta die because we need an excuse to ban guns, says Joe Biden. If you've got somebody you think is actively engaged in harming people or attempting to harm people, your obligation as police officers is to immediately stop that person and neutralize that threat. See, that's what I thought. I thought that was part of a cop's job, but apparently it's not. Just eating donuts and riding around and expecting to never face a threat. And if you do face a threat, you hide. That's a cop's job. And then you call in SWAT, and then they can get shot at. But not you. We don't expect police officers to commit suicide in doing it. That's not suicide, yo. You got a little kid. He's a shit shot. He needs to be barricaded and locked in a tiny little room that he can spray everybody with the bullets before he can kill anybody. Okay? That's not suicide. But the expectation is that if someone is about to harm someone, by the way, how is it suicide? Isn't that saying that rushing into a fucking burning building, if you're a fireman, that's suicide? Is that the argument you're trying to make? Well, you know, we don't want these cops to commit suicide. You mean doing their job? That's suicide now? Oh, okay. I thought it's only suicide if it's sure death. No, just the possibility of it being a life and death situation. The possibility of dying makes it suicide. I wasn't aware that that was the definition of suicide, but okay. I thought suicide was actually, you're going to die 100%. Nah, that wasn't the case, but we're going to call it that anyway. You know, to be hyperbolic and to excuse the cowardice of our officers. But the expectation is that if someone's about to harm someone, especially children, you got to take immediate action to make that stop. Don Always, an ex-instructor for the National Tactical Officers Association, added. Yeah. Surgeons at the hospital in Uvalde have also suggested that the delay in responding to the shooting may have cost some kids their lives. Sure. Well, there are kids inside bleeding out for that entire hour who could have been saved. It remains unclear exactly how many children were in the classroom when the shooter opened fire. Well, wouldn't you know by counting them after the fact? How many were killed immediately and how many were still alive, but injured when police arrived? Right. A lot of those kids bled out while the gutless Uvalde police officers waited outside. Uvalde Memorial Hospital received two kids who had died by the time they got to the hospital. I guarantee you that Uvalde has an inordinate amount of Democrats living in it who have migrated from California. Guaranteed! Now, doctors are highlighting the importance of treating gunshot wounds as soon as they happen. Well, duh, that's just common sense, yo. Goes for any injury, by the way. You can't wait until patients go to a trauma center. You have to act quickly. Dr. Ronald Stewart, the senior trauma surgeon at the University Hospital in Antonio, said. He added that uncontrolled bleeding was the top cause of deaths among gunshot wound victims, and it can happen in as little as 5 minutes. Can happen quicker than that if you get shot in the liver, as I'm sure some of these kids did. Since the Columbine shooting in 1999, officers across the nation have been advised not to wait for backup and to proceed into this school as soon as possible to find the shooter. I guess they didn't teach these Uvalde cops that. Instructions from the Texas Police Chiefs Association says the first 2 to 5 responding officers should form a single team and enter the structure. Again, don't they have access to bulletproof vests and bulletproof shields? Which, by the way, AR-15 rounds will not penetrate. The AR-15 is not that great a weapon, actually. It's not a weapon of war or a shoot weapon, which is just a bullshit, arbitrary, made-up term to justify confiscating guns. Oh, but we only want to confiscate this one single gun, that's all. No. No. That's just to create a precedent. Once they ban one gun, they will go after the rest. Why that advice was ignored in Uvalde is among the many aspects of the slow response that are now under investigation.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're going to distract you with other shit like monkeypox. People will forget about this in a couple weeks. Some new horrible incident will occur. Some new false flag or something will happen. Something! The media will come up with something to distract you. Another is why police falsely claimed at first that the shooter exchanged gunfire with a school resource officer before he even made it to the classroom. Yeah, there weren't any armed security guards or cops or anybody armed in this school. That's bullshit. On Thursday night, Olivares said that was the information police received. Wasn't an attempt to gaslight people who were reading the story for the first time and lead them to falsely believe that, preemptive measures were actually taken to protect these kids. So that's information that we received early on in this investigation.
Yeah, right.
The Texas Rangers are now conducting interviews with those officers trying to establish exactly what was their role, and that will help us establish a more factual, concrete timeline. There's growing anger and frustration among parents who were pepper sprayed, pinned to the ground, and even placed in handcuffs. Yeah, what happened to freedom? What happened to freedom? Oh, so not only, they don't want to be showed up by, grieving parents. We're too afraid to rush in. We can't have you one-upping us, parents. Karen. We can't have this little 110-pound woman. Yeah, like that's really going to be a reality in America these days. We can't have this big, fat, 180-pound land whale woman full of adrenaline jumping over a 6-foot fence and diving through a window to save her babies. It'll make us look bad. Pepper spray her. They were just standing outside the fence. They weren't going in there or running anywhere. Well, I mean, they did run somewhere. They ran away initially. Gomez has 2 children in 2nd and 3rd grade, and she reportedly drove 40 miles to the school after hearing of the attack. She did more than these cops did. She was one of the desperate parents who encouraged police with increasing urgency to enter the school. Now, they got to survive to get their pension, you know. Eventually, federal marshals put Gomez in handcuffs and told her she was under arrest for intervening in an active investigation. Wow, that's insane. Gomez said she was able to convince an Uvalde officer whom she knew to have the marshal free her, and she took the opportunity to move away from the crowd, jumped the school fence, and ran inside the school where she rescued her children herself. Wow. So, a mom, is that her? Okay, she's not too bad looking. She's not a pig. So the cops were showing up, 120-pound broad. She's got more balls with no training and no weapon than trained armed police officers. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. How humiliating to you cops. Not like they can even be called that. Gomez said she was able to convince I read that already. Anyway, the story continues. She said that other parents also tried to get to their kids, but were tackled and even pepper sprayed by police. Angel Garza, whose daughter was killed, was handcuffed after trying to run into the school when he heard that a girl called Amiri had been shot. Garza later told his heartbreaking story to Anderson Cooper. Yeah, like that guy cares, that CIA shill, like he cares. He explained that when he arrived at the scene, he tried to help a young girl covered in blood because he's a trained medic. No. You can't make the Uvalde cops look bad. Yeah, they did that all themselves. The girl explained she wasn't hurt and the blood was from her best friend, Amiri. His daughter's name. Not a lot of people have that name. Yeah. Anyway, it was then that Angel realized the blood he was looking at came from his own daughter. He later found out that she was among those who died. Oh, but at least him being barricaded in that classroom, either by cops, by a well-meaning teacher, or himself, saved other lives. But did it? Did it really? I don't think so. I don't see any evidence for that. That's just an excuse. That's just some bullshit ginned up by the cops to justify their cowardice. But let me know what you think. Were these cops total complete cowards? Can they even call themselves cops? Or should they just be called Craven, which is what they really are? Be shown up by little petite broads with no guns. No training. Who have more balls. So here's the timeline again. So he shot his grandma at 11. Lovely. Stole her truck, crashed near the school. He shot at two people across the street at a funeral home. Lord only knows why he did that. Walked through unlocked door. Now, this is interesting. Do you know that there was an unlocked door? He just strolled right in. You know why? Because there was a female teacher who came outside, and she propped the door open so she could get her cell phone from her car. All these kids died initially because some teacher forgot every bit of security training and safety and protocol so she could get her cell phone. Well, why didn't she just go out the main entrance that locks behind her? Oh, well, that would have been difficult. And she's not supposed to leave the school grounds. She's not supposed to leave the building itself during the hours of operation. And it would have been a long walk anyway, you know. That door was closer, so she propped the door open. So the shooter just walked right in. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, because your cell phone is that important. Yeah. You needed to post that pic on Instagram of your crappy salad. Number 5, two cops arrive, and he shot at them and retreated at 11:44. Yeah. He retreated. Two cops arrive, are shot at... Oh, so the cops retreated. He walked into a classroom and barricaded the door. So it wasn't the cops that barricaded him in, as they implied was the case, like they did something right. He barricaded himself, and they let him stay in there. But he could have come out at any time and started shooting up the school. So this bullshit about how they're not doing anything and just letting him stay in that room save lives, total crap. He was in there because he wanted to be in there. Not because they did anything that caused him to barricade himself in there. They were fucking cowering outside. 7 said it's time to die before killing 19 kids and two teachers, which he was able to do because they left him in there for an hour. He was probably just waiting for the cops to storm the place and bust down the door so he could die in a hail of gunfire, but they gave him ample time to think it out, and he just decided, you know what, I'm just going to kill as many people as I can, and it's pretty easy because even though I'm a crappy shot, they're all right here 5 feet from me. Ba-bang, ba-ba-ba-bang. 8, 4 members of the Elite Border Patrol Tactical Unit breached the classroom. Yeah, one of them who was just getting a haircut across the street. One held a tactical shield. You're telling me these cops didn't have access to a tactical shield? Said they could have breached that room? Well, the three colleagues opened fire on Ramos. Ramos fired and his bullet grazed the skull of one of the BORTAC cops. But didn't kill him. The cops couldn't have done that also? So number 10 right there totally completely disproves the whole narrative that the cops are spinning about how somebody could have died and gotten killed. These are well-trained border agents, yo. They have to go to an academy just like police, and they're very well-trained, in many instances better trained than your average Joe Schmo cop. And so they went in there and they ended the altercation, and if they did it, the cops could have done it as well, but they were big giant pussies. And 11 cops announced Ramos shot dead and tried to claim credit, but of course the truth came out, as is often the case. So there you go, and there's gutless coward right here, trying to justify it all. Yeah, piece of garbage, piece of crap. So let me know what you think of this situation. Were these kids allowed to die because some libtard activists had gotten into positions of power and authority, and we all know libtards are big giant cowards that can't do anything unless there's 100 of them against one of their enemies? Let me know what you think in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think of this tragedy that didn't have to happen.